You're listening to The Uncoded Show with Justin Burns. Tap in now.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to this episode of The Uncoded Show. Let's go ahead and talk about something that I've been doing for the past, I would say, every so often that I take this period of what I like to call a ghost period, right? So the title of this episode is Why Thinking 5 Years Ahead is a Superpower. Why Thinking 5 Years Ahead is a Superpower. You know, I think when we think about like what causes burnout or for us to really become depressed or experience a lot of anxiety outside of, you know, external factors like, you know, vitamin deficiencies and all these things that I've had to personally test for and do. In my opinion, the spiritual aspect of it really comes down to understanding, you know, what does the next 5 years look like as it aligns to my purpose, right? And so for a lot of us, a lot of times we're just kind of doing like work as entrepreneurs and we're trying to get through the day and we're trying to knock off, you know, our to-do list. But I think what is so critical and what is so important is that you think about what does the next 5 years of my life really, really look like, right? In terms of alignment. And so I think the first question, in order to really get clear on this answer, there's a few steps that you need to do in order to really get clear on this. So number one is, I was telling this, and I might have mentioned this in another episode where I talked about, you know, a friend of mine came to me and said, you know, I really want to know what my purpose is, right? And here's the thing, purpose is separate from even your role as an entrepreneur. But sometimes in order for you to feel fulfilled, in order for you to go to the next level, in order for you to really feel that next level inside of you that, hey, all the, you know, struggle, all of the pain, all the things that you're going through right now that you are trying to push forward on, what makes it worth it is this connection to a ultimate end goal. And so even in understanding that you might be doing, you know, something completely different possibly, or you might be doing the same thing that you're doing now, just on another level, right? You have to get clear on what that looks like and ultimately your purpose. And so my friend came to me and she said, Justin, you know, I want to know what my purpose is. And I said, that's a good question. But what if there was a better question? Right. So see, our lives are all determined by the quality of questions that we ask. And so not to say the question is a bad question, but if you keep asking surface level questions like, hey, what's my purpose or what should I do next? Then that's going to ultimately keep you in the same spot because it's not really guiding you. It's not that confidence. It's not that understanding that you need in order to push forward. Now, here's what I mean. What if you shifted your perspective just a little bit? What if instead of you asking what your purpose is, what if you already are the purpose? Here's what I mean, right? You were born and you came here and throughout life, you got sort of like flashed all these different like nuances of certain, like it happened at different times. It happens to all of us, right? So you might just, even if you're not good at it, you might experience for a fraction of a second something that you're good at. It could be, you know, drawing. It could be speaking. But sometimes life will test you in order to see if you really, really want it bad enough. Here, let me give you an example. Throughout life, I really was like, I'm not really good at anything. But there were times where people would just be like, man, you know how to sell. And I mean, up until about 21, I was really just horrible at everything. I didn't go to college for anything. It's just like, I just felt like I wasn't good enough. And then there was a life transformational moment for me where I fell into this sales job and this guy, I was just really trying to find anybody who would pay me, okay? I fell into this commission sales job and this guy said, do you see everybody on the floor? He said, Justin, if you were to develop the level of consciousness that comes with really being a great salesperson, you dedicate your time, your effort, your resources to becoming the best, you would make a lot of money. And so I was like, you know, up until this point in my life, I haven't really like dedicated myself to a lot of stuff. So I went to the library, I got a bunch of books and I started reading and I started also looking through a different lens. Instead of looking at, I'm going to make all these sales, I started looking at what other people were doing on the sales floor. And it started to shift the perspective of the way I view things. And I started to realize, oh, you know, there's a lot of people that were sending, I was selling cell phones at the time. There's a lot of people that were coming in for problems, but nobody was really diagnosing their issues, right? And so I said, what if I asked, you know, what if I went and asked better questions? And this ties into even asking better questions. So instead of saying, hey, they come in, they tell you, hey, I'm having this issue. It's like, well, tell me more about that. Like, go deeper on that. What does that mean? And then they would tell me, and then I would find out that they might be eligible for upgrade, or they might, you know, they were thinking about getting a phone in a month. They could upgrade today. In 3 months, I became the number one salesman in the organization for 3 years straight. And I was the first time in my life without a college degree that I made over six figures not having a college degree. And it completely changed my life. And so what I realized is that, number one, instead of asking what your purpose is, ask a better question, a more really deep question, a more thought-provoking question, because your life is determined by the amount of questions that you ask. And instead of saying, what is my purpose? Say, what are the next steps to my purpose? Because I'm already walking in my purpose. My purpose is me. I'm already a walking, living purpose. That's what I am. I'm here. I'm here on earth. There's something for me to do. I'm here for a period of time. And so I'm already walking. I'm already walking purpose, but there needs to be certain steps, certain action steps that I need to take in order to fulfill on that purpose. And then what you'll start to notice that, you know, everything starts to come to you, and you start to maybe get a phone call randomly from somebody who mentioned something, or you might, you know, randomly pick up a book that has been in your library or in your Audible. throwing some shots at you guys like me. You buy Audible books and you don't listen to them. That's me. You know, and sometimes I have to be like, man, I have to finish up this book, right? I have to finish this up. And so the first thing you want to do is ask really, really, really detailed question. What are the next steps that I need to take? And you ask that consistently. What are the next steps that I need to take to get myself in position to go to the next level? You know, I've been building a tech company for years, and this is in alignment with also my next level. So I actually said, you know what? What's my next move? What's the next move I need to do that's in alignment with my purpose here on earth? And what happened is I ended up meeting this venture capital guy, and I have no background in venture capital, not really a numbers guy. And I remember meeting this guy, and I went to this seminar, and it ended up, I met these other group of people, and now we're starting a venture capital firm in the next few years to buy up other companies in developing countries. And it's in alignment with what I want to do on a global scale. And so that's the first thing, right? You have to really get clear. The second thing that you have to really do is you have to have a ghost period in your life. These ghost moments. These are the moments that are the toughest things, because when you usually go ghost or you usually are alone in a season, typically you're going to be faced with your shadow self. And so feelings of loneliness, feelings of everything are going to come up. But if you were to take a season, like what I'm doing in this season, even now, if you were to take a season to really, really be able to focus on you. And even if you have a wife or a husband or kids and, you know, different things, there's still time that you could take to yourself to develop and be in that stillness and alone time. So those two things are one of the things that are important. And then from time to time, every quarter, what I do is I always evaluate where I'm at, you know, and what it does is it transforms where I'm currently at. And it keeps me aligned. It keeps me on, where am I going? Am I going in the right direction? Am I veering off the road? Am I doing some of the repetitive things? Because you can go through seasons where you're just doing the same repetitive things over and over and over, and you don't even realize it. And so why this is such a powerful episode, and if you have to listen to this again to encourage you to move forward, I want you to think about, what does the next 5 years ahead look like? And connect the dots to those questions that I talked about, connect the dots to for a season listening. And it doesn't mean you're not working in that season. It doesn't mean you don't talk to certain people, but it gives you this calibration of like your alignment to source, your alignment to what your purpose truly is, and getting clarity on that. And in those seasons that I'm talking about, those are the seasons that I have gotten the most clarity, and it has changed my life in such a more powerful way. Okay. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you share this out to others. It could change a lot of lives, but also more importantly, let it change yours and let you go to higher dimensions and levels. I'll see you guys later. Peace.
You just finished listening to The Uncoded Show with Justin Burns. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this out. We'll see you in the next episode.